Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Their final stand, okay, correct. Oh, my dearest one must die. Lay down my gun or take the chance of losing you forever. Duty calls, my back's against the wall. Have you no kind word to say before I ride away? Fired at OK Corral. If the Lord is my friend, we'll meet at the end of the gunfight at OK Corral. Gunfight at OK Corral. Boot Hill, Boot Hill. So cold, so still. There they lay side by side, the killers that died in the gunfight at OK Corral. OK
to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. First question of the evening. Do you know what a wrench is? Do you know what a wrench is? It's a place where Jewish cowboys hang out. How you doing tonight? I'm just thinking a gunfight at the OK Corral. I think we got a gunfight going on at the OK Corral, too. They call that Afghanistan. There's a lot of back shooters up there. But there's more back shooters in the White House than there are in Afghanistan. It is really sad. The word got broken today that the truth has come out. Now, the truth is a year old about the Benghazi. Now, everybody that was sitting on that committee knew that Obama and his team were lying and covering up. And I don't want to hear from General Dempsey, he was only following orders. That doesn't fly. That doesn't cut the mustard. Must be tough cutting that mustard. And Panetta, oh, go to YouTube and listen to how he lied. And just put Panetta up there and see what YouTube has. Look at all the clips. The one that got me was, we can't go in guns a-blazing. Now, you see the boys at the OK Corral, they went in guns a-blazing, didn't they? That was the American way back then. Today, the American way is to get your nails done. Yeah. And talk about it. Yeah. We're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Okay, we'll go to the blogs. We'll go and see what the boys are saying tonight. We usually read the headlines, and then we read the comments. I like the comments more than the headline or the story because you're getting the pulse of America. Of course, a lot of the blogs I go to are conservative, and therefore I get a conservative bent. But I got to tell you, as bent as I am, I'm straighter than a communist, formerly a Democrat. Communist Party is now in charge. I hear tonight that Mark Levin is saying that we're working through a soft coup d'etat and that we're losing our freedom. And it is now becoming obvious more and more And eventually, even the people who voted for Obama will come to see that they were misled, unless they're Soviets. And then we know where they stand. So having said that, let me see what it says here. Obama on executive actions. I got a pen and I got a phone. Let's see what that's all about. We're going to conservative bite. I got a pen and I got a phone. And it's a picture of Obama. He's holding up a pen. Maybe he's making his bar mitzvah. Yeah. I wonder if it's an Obama phone, the guy says. Oh, this has got to be Ted Cruz. Oh, wait a minute. Up comes a pop-up. Boost your testosterone for increased performance. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to say it. I mean, I need, you know the pills that you take to give you strength? I can't get the bottle cap off. Yeah, man. You catch me with the Viagra, I'm calling in sick. I wonder if it's an Obama phone. Does this mean every American is entitled to a pen too? Oh, whoever's doing this one is really good. Okay. President Barack Obama, you left out Hussein. Don't forget Hussein. A lot of bad guys are named Hussein. Predicts Congress will be busy this year debating a renewal of jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. I had a thought today that a bunch of communist college professors from Harvard said that the minimum wage should go to $10.10. So what is it now, $7.95? So it's going to go up, it's going to go to $2 and change. How did that $2 and change, how does that affect your tax structure? What percentage of that $2 and change of variation does the government get a cut out of? Is the minimum wage increase to give more tax money to the government? What does the guy with two and change get? What does he really get to take home? Oh, about $1.45. So why don't you give him $1.45 raise with no tax? Yeah, nah, you don't want to do that because you want more out of his hide. You want slaves. That's what you want. You're a tax junkie. You're worse than pot in Colorado. Oh, man, speaking of pot in Colorado, wait till you see the crime rate soar. You know, they're already there robbing people to buy the drug. Yeah. Oh, but it's legal. It's legal when the cops pull you over now. You know what I was shocked to learn? I never knew. I discovered it a year ago talking to a cop. When they do a car stop, a car check, they can't test for drugs. They can only do the breathalyzer for alcohol. So that means they're catching a one out of two. And O'Reilly said last night to, what was her name, Mary Catherine Hamm, that one out of six pot smokers becomes addicted to pot. Did you know that? I didn't know that. They told me when they tried to sell me my first joint that it wasn't addictive. But you know what I did? I'm the real President Clinton. I smoked it, but I never inhaled. A guy named Santos Castelluso introduced me. I was having a beer in an empty bar. And he came and he goes, you know what? He's having a beer and we're talking. And he says, let's take a walk around the block. I got something I want to show you. So he takes and we go out for a walk around the block. And he pulls out this joint and he lights it up. And he goes, you ever try this? I said, no, man, I never tried it. He says, you got to try this. So I took one puff and I didn't inhale. I just took a puff and I blew the smoke. And he goes, what are you doing, man? You're ruining it. You're ruining it. And he was jumping all around. He was trying to catch the smoke in the air. And I said, this ain't for me. I'll pass on this mistake. Really sad. And I got relatives when I tell them I did that. They call me a liar. They say, you didn't do that. Yeah, you've been smoking pot all your life. Never. The only pot I'll touch is aluminum. So come on, baby, and light my Teflon. Yeah, no. I do believe that a pot is a an introductory offer to bigger hits, you know? You know, it's like anything else, you know, like two candy bars. Sometimes you have to go to three. Before you know it, you're eating four candy bars. You think a guy with my moral weakness is going to mess with drugs? What, are you crazy? The only way I would ever beat them is never to do the first one. That's the only sure way anybody can guarantee that they're not going to become junkies. You never do the first one. I got a friend that won't even drink. He's a big, tough guy. And as a matter of fact, we made him bartender because we know that nobody would get drunk on his watch. So at a party, you know, we put him in charge of the liquor. And I say he's a big guy. And I said to myself, this guy doesn't touch a drink. I guarantee you that he had a drink one time. And he went from Jekyll to Hyde. And when he came to, he swore he would never do it again, probably because he came close to murdering somebody. Yeah. So he knew his limitations, and he lives within his means. President Barack Obama predicts Congress will be busy debating the renewal of jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. The long-term unemployed and an immigration overhaul. I was thinking about all those poor immigrants. You know how the Democrat Party, which is now the Communist Party, they trot out the niños. Oh, look at these poor little innocent niños. You know, they had no choice. Their parents skedaddled over to the American side with them. And what are we going to do? We can't send them back. No, but you can kill 1,200,000 in chop shops and call it the woman's right to choose. And here you've got hostages. Once again, you got hostages that you're playing with for votes. That's how the communists work. They pull on your heartstrings before they eat your heart out. Did you know there's 29 hostages left over from a Benghazi? Did you know that? Do you know they were taken hostage when they were in Benghazi? Did you know that? Yeah. They were taken hostage by the Obama administration. Have you met any of them? Have you talked to them? Did you get their side of the story? No. They're POWs. Prisoners of war. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. And there was one survivor on the rooftop. Did you know there was one survivor on the rooftop? Did you know it only took, he said, according to the survivor, and his name will come up in the show because I got it on an email. He said that the mortar team that set up, you know how many rounds it took to hit a dead center? Two. The first one fell short, and the second one was right on the money. Now, you know how good you got to be in a mortar platoon to do that? You got to be very good. You got to have the right angle. You don't just guess that. You just don't lean the tube forward or backward and get that hit. So they were very professional. So having said that, let me see. We're not just going to be waiting for legislation in order to make sure that we're providing Americans the kind of help that they need. Do you know what? This guy could say this as he marches them all into the camps. I got a pen and I got a phone, Obama said. But you didn't have a pen the night that the boys were being murdered in Benghazi, and you didn't have a phone the night the boys were being murdered in Benghazi. And you know what's coming out? And I haven't got all the details yet. But apparently, once again, the U.S. military was not ready. Not ready. They weren't prepared. September the 11th, they weren't prepared on the first one. The Pentagon didn't even have a Stinger missile demonstration round in the whole goddamn building that could have stopped that plane from coming. The Pentagon, you know what? They have a sign outside the Pentagon now. This building protected by ATD. They
He said General Hamm, who I thought General Hamm was the bravest, and was relieved. I read he was relieved on the phone, and the second in command was given command, and he was taken away because he was organizing a rescue team. But he came out and testified he wasn't ready either. And the worst part about it is they had. The one thing they're not telling us is the location of any Navy ships in the sea. They had a C-130 that they said was, I think, in Spain. But the refueling tanker, you know where it was? It was in England. How's that? How's that? Is that like salt and pepper, bacon and eggs? Is that like that kind of teamwork? Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. They had nobody. And they also said that the Marines that were ready to go, they made them change costumes. They didn't want them in Marine uniforms. They had to wear T-shirts. How's that? You think this government is ready to defend us? You know how many Al-Qaeda, Taliban are writing all this down, watching the videos? So in the movies, we win all the wars. Yes, we have in the Don't Ask, Don't Smell movies. Yeah, Don't Ask, Don't Yell movies. Yeah, we win all the wars. Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're not ready for anything. We're wide open, face down, pants down. We are in big trouble. And you have no, and all we got... All right, give me excuse 27 there, right? We just lost the Navy battleship. Give me excuse 33. We just lost an aircraft carrier. You know what? No. We're not going to have an investigation. We shouldn't investigate ourselves. We'll turn it over to the FBI. Hello, Mueller? Get a bigger garbage can. And then we have the Department of Justice. It's bringing justice to Mexico. Yes, he's signing a peace treaty with narco terrorists, and when Colorado, this is bigger than the gold rush. Colorado has got something going that's bigger than the gold rush. Everybody's going to be going to Colorado. Everybody's going to be on welfare. How else can you buy pot if you don't have welfare? Who's going to give you the money unless you rob it? I'm an honest guy. I'm not robbing it. I'm going on welfare. I'm going on unemployment. Let me see. I'll work a week, go for unemployment, smoke 2,000 joints. That'll take me right up until it's time to go back to work. I'll work another week, go on unemployment, smoke 2,000 joints. Yeah. And the Department of Justice, man, that is the Gestapo. That is Eric Holder is now Heinrich Himmler. I used to think it was Chuck Schumer, it was Heinrich Himmler. And you heard about Hillary's hit list, right? She's got a hit list. John Kerry's on it. That's because she supports the Vietnam vets. Yeah, you believe that? You believe that? We're running a two-bridge sale in Brooklyn tonight. Yeah. So let's see. We said, okay, you want to hear some of the blogs about Barry? You know, when he said, I got a pen, if I had a pen, I'd sign it in the morning. Barry is an idiot. He is anything but an idiot, my friend. He is proud to be the pervasive liar that no one calls him on. One guy did. His name was Joe. He was a congressman, I think, from Tennessee, maybe. And when Obama was giving his first lying speech, he shouted, you're a liar. And the rhinos went, oh, Joe, you're in trouble now. You went against our master. And poor Joe had to eat crow. Yep. He had to eat Jim Crow. Yeah. They labeled him a racist. Yeah. His voter base is lowest of the lows in society, and Congress and Senate are gutless. They're not gutless. They're working for the man. They're working for the big money. You think you paying them $170,000 a year is paying their salary? What, are you crazy? They've got champagne contributions. Some of them are up to $20 million, like, what's the guy's name, Franken, Al Franken? He's up to $20 million. Hollywood keeps him going, man. Yeah. $20 million in a war chest. And I think they got a rule. When they leave office, they take the war chest with them. I know that Torricelli, he walked off the stage with $5 million. They call him the Torch. You know why they call him the Torch? Because he voted to burn the flag. And his own people call him the Torch because they were proud of it. We need martial law ASAP to force the real Americans to get her done. Citizens of the United States, listen to what he says and rue the day you elected this inept. He's not inept. He knows what he's doing. He's dedicated, and he's rolling over everybody and flipping the bird to America. He'll be peeing on the Statue of Liberty before he leaves office. He now holds, and which he uses to continue the ruin of this country. But always remember, you did elect him, and now your children and the rest of us have to suffer for your belief in this empty promises. Somebody asked me today, what does it matter if what can Iran do if they have a nuke? Well, the first thing they can do is they can force the United States to leave the Middle East. You think that if Obama gets a phone call from Iran and they say, get the Navy fleet out of Bahrain or we're going to nuke three cities in the United States? What do you think he's going to do? I dare you. I double dare you. Joe Potato says, well, he was selected and then elected the first time, not so much last time. He never should have been elected the second time around. When you have a congresswoman stand up and say, sign the bill, and then you can see what's in it. Imagine if a waiter said that to you. Yeah, Thistle says, but he don't have a legitimate birth certificate nor any other proof. And everybody who knows that story to be the truth has betrayed their country. They should stand charges of treason. But you see, what they've done is they've taken away another guarantee of the Constitution. They're taking it down piece by piece. Now you don't have to be. Putin could come here and run. He could run here and run and just say his records are sealed. And you know what? If he ran for president, he would probably beat Obama by saying he's less of a communist. The time has come. Bozo has made his stand. He states he has the pen and will not hesitate to rule by executive order or on everything. Well, you're going to find out how strong your Supreme Court is if they abide by the Constitution. And if it turns out that they don't abide by the Constitution, you are now being run. You are now the victim of a communist government. They ought to take both away from him. Talking about the pen and the phone. There is a saying that those who fly so high will have further to fall. And this president is on the way down, and the faster the better. Another guy says, I got a rope. We're not going there. Our dictator is becoming more vicious every day. Oh, he's a bird flipper, man. When you make two Marines hold umbrellas, two Marines who served this country will put their life on the line for it, and you never did anything for us. What did you ever do for us, old Bammy? You never served your country. You don't have a DD-214. You don't deserve to be president, and neither does anybody else who never served this country. And you can go all the way back president of Pinocchio pants. Yeah. All this groundwork, and this 911 groundwork began with Bill Clinton, the harmonica man. Pray all you want to, but only physically removing socialists will ever work. Let's see what this guy says. O ye of little faith, The Lord wiped out 185,000 Assyrians in one swipe, and he is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. How sad that the people no longer know or trust God, and they wonder why we're in the mess we are in. Again, yes, God can. Okay, Malin, I'm with you, baby. I got a pen and I got a phone. Too bad you don't have morals and a conscience. Anybody that could leave a baby to die in a Chicago hospital by the sink and say it's a woman's right to choose is a murderer. He also has several STDs and an unhealthy attraction to boy parts. Ooh, that's scary. That's really scary. So this is almost the majority of everybody that hates Obama. Treason would be better. We don't need another Clinton mishap. Wimp Congress is afraid the mooches will riot if they impeach him. Oh, I'm sure that the threat of riots and ghetto riots scares the pants off of all of them. Sotero Obama is feeling invincible. This is from Joe Potato. Just like Hitler or Napoleon. The scandals are still there, and the CYA elite of lawbreakers in Congress go on like it's business as usual. When they have evidence of fraud and forgery, among other things, from this Marxist Muslim regime. And this big article that I think one of the generals has come out and said that the Muslim Brotherhood is in the White House. Something needs to break. I may come across that. I'll read it to you. I say indict congressional gas bags. And let me tell you something. Impeachment works. If you really want it to work, you can make it work. And the first person that should be impeached before he hurts somebody physically is Eric Holder. Eric Holder should be dragged out of office. Obama doesn't fire anybody. So now it's up to us to get rid of Eric Holder. He does not have the country's best interest at heart. Oh, and Obama has no interest in this country whatsoever. Never forget, he came into office with $3 million. Let's see what he goes out with. I'm going to give you a little sofrito. It's 6 minutes, but I'll cut it to two. But it has a nice sound, and I definitely need a little, you know, like good Latin music is like trickles of water, cool water on a beady brow. Listen to this piano. Now comes the warm-up. We'll be right back. Okay, next comes the flutes, and it gets heavier and heavier, and sweeter and sweeter. Okay, top secret documents reveal Benghazi scandal. So, let's see. Let's see what they're saying. This is from Fox News Politics. The documents reveal that the Obama administration exaggerated their preparations for 9/11, claiming to have high-level meetings to discuss possible threats, when in reality nothing more than a conference call was held. Worse, during that call, there were no discussions about any increased security measures for the U.S. diplomatic facilities in Libya. But most revealing, the documents show that the Pentagon labeled the Benghazi attack a terrorist attack right from the start, catching the Obama administration in a blatant lie. You know, Obama has replaced 200 military officers with those of his choosing. You know that, right? And one of them was in charge of 450 missiles. So you think about that and ask yourself, when you have no more city, what happened? Obama, you think that the enemy, once they realize we're weak, is going to, what are they going to do, send us care packages? Obama administration officials tried for days to insist it was not a terrorist attack but a rally in response to a YouTube video. And that poor guy's still rotting in jail. He sold 5 videos. They got him on taxes. Yeah, he owed 80 cents, so he got 80 years in jail. Yeah, we're living in a free society. You know that. They told you that, right? Didn't they tell you? Don't they tell you that you're free? Yeah, and you have rights, don't they tell you that? I have rights. Yeah, but they had to put their heads together to blame it on a YouTube video. They had a plot. They had to kick the gong around. Yeah, you know that, right? They didn't just come up with that story make that up out of the air. They had to concoct it. The security failures and then the lies, the cover-ups over the attack, represent a huge liability for both the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton's, who cares how they died, presidential ambitions. Maybe if you had a son, Hillary, and he was there, you might have a little different attitude. The Obama administration is hoping that the American people will forget the truth of what happened on the awful night on September the 11th, when Americans came under a violent, bloody attack and no help came despite the desperate pleas by those who were facing imminent death. Go back to the Roman Empire. Any Roman encampment by nightfall had pitchworks and was turned into a fort by nightfall. We can't let the liberal media, Barack Obama and Hillary blood clot Clinton, I put that in there, because I don't believe she had a blood clot. That was her F you, America. I'm on the way out of here, and you're not calling me to account for anything. Who cares how they died? Please take just 60 seconds and watch this ad below. Click to see the Benghazi TV ad. We need your support to buy airtime. Oh, this must be somebody. Oh, there's a Patriots list. There's people. Some people are donating a grand, the 500, 300. Yep. Yep. There's a lot of people. A lot of people on that list. Paid for and authorized by the Conservative Campaign Committee. Not authorized by any other person. So that's the story there, Jerry. You know what the story was? You ever hear that expression? What's the story, Jerry? A guy used to sell TVs and refrigerators in Brooklyn, and he had the best prices, and everybody that he would open up his ad with, somebody would say, "What's the story, Jerry?" And he'd say, "The story is, you come to Jerry's Appliances." And he did very good. We don't care about the quickest solution to ending a prostrate misery. No, we don't want that one. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Obama covering up IRS Tea Party scandal. Oh, that Tea Party scandal is bad news. This is from Right March. IRS is about to get away with targeting conservatives. Select, and then you got to sign a petition. They're going after the IRS for going after the Christians. You know what got me worried tonight? I'm watching this new ruler in Iran, and he's bragging about how he got over on dopey John Kerry. You know, John, who told the college students, I think it might have been Harvard, you better get good marks in school or you'll end up with the jerks in Iraq. You remember that? Yeah. And the next day in the paper, the GIs had signs up in Iraq, and they were all misspelled. Hey, John, we're stuck in Iraq, S-T-U-K-I-R-A-K. Yeah. Unbelievable. What a rat. What a rat. Do you know his campaign office? He shared it with the Soviet Union. He shared downtown New York. He rented from the Soviets. Yeah, there's a building there dedicated to Soviet, I think it's Soviet American relations. Yeah, you see how good those relations are when the tank column comes down your block. Well, that could never happen. We're the land of the free and the home of the brave. But our girls can't do pull-ups in the Marine Corps. But they could. You think they could drag? You could drag out the 200-pound Tom, right? Can't you? Oh, you're gonna send two girls to get me? Yeah. Oh man, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Don't forget to wear the camouflage bikinis. We're in trouble. IRS is about to get away with targeting conservatives. Yeah. The IRS is part of the Gestapo. And when the IRS got caught, what did the Gestapo say? We're going to turn this over to the FBI. Hey, Mueller, you getting a bigger garbage can? Yeah, Mueller is no J. Edgar Hoover. You can say what you want about J. Edgar Hoover. Maybe he did like to be called Mary, and maybe he did wear a dress. But J. Edgar Hoover in a dress protected this country more than any FBI director before or after him. So I'll take Mary any day of the week. Here's one calling for the impeachment of Holder. We already talked about that. He's got to go. We got to practice impeachments because if Obama does turn full-blown communist, proved beyond a reasonable doubt, he's going to have to be removed from office. So, having said that, what else are we going to do? Want to jump in for another tune and we'll come back and we'll flush the toilet? Here's the one. It's a 60 song about a guy who had a gal and somebody stole her.
Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my bow. Somebody came and took her away.
American made.
She didn't even say she was leaving. Her kisses are mistletoe. He's getting them, I know. Oh, gee, I know that she would come to me if she could see that her broken heart is lonesome bow. Somebody stole my gal. Da 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 dum 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 dum.
Looking at a picture of a guy that took a hostage today, and a young guy, he took a hostage, and he stepped outside the door, and a marksman with one shot put an end to him. And that's how it goes in the land of the free. New info, military briefed Obama on Benghazi attack, not a demonstration. Krauthammer on Benghazi revelations. Why did those who knew stay quiet? Yes, why? Because nobody wants to lose their pension. Yeah. Arrest may be imminent in Madeleine McCann, a disappearance. What a sad story that must be. The hell that those parents must have went through. Cell phone noise led to deadly shooting at a movie theater. The 71-year-old, a retired police captain, shot and killed a guy that was calling his daughter or texting his daughter. That's a sad one. That is a horrible, sad one. But that doesn't mean that everybody should have their guns confiscated so that the Russians can come in and kill us all. Who's going to fight the Russians when they come? Who's going to fight the Chinese when they come? You think the military's ready? They got Marines that can't even do pull-ups. And they're all femmes.
Well, I know a girl could do a pull-up. I know a girl.
Yeah. Give me a break, man. Let's go back to being real. Let's go back to being Americans. Let's cut the crap. Okay. What else they got here? Pastor gives a one-minute sermon so he won't miss the 49ers game. Did you see that one? He took off his cassock, and he had a 49ers T-shirt. Fallen SEAL's mom hits back after the left's criticism of lone survivor. The left is the wickedest. You got to remember, the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. They threw God out at the last convention. They kicked God out of the Democrat Party on the last convention, and then they lied about it and covered it up. That's all they do is lie and cover up. They kill kids. They burn flags. What makes you think you're going to get a fair shake from the party of death? Jesse Waters confronts teachers union head for supporting a child molester. Would I love to know the perv stats in the public schools? I think if we ever knew the perv stats in the public schools, we would all poop a brick. But the only pervs that they will show are the ones in the Catholic Church because everybody else is pure. The only homosexual molesters they will show are the Catholic priests. But they won't show you this guy in Michigan who raped a 13-year-old boy. They won't show you that. And he's getting a pension and a $10,000 bonus. Yeah. And Bin Laden's former bodyguard scores a big win. He was pardoned by Eric Holder. Did you see a picture of this guy? He looks like he's twice the terrorist that Obama was. And coming up on Fox News is Steny Hoyer. Steny Hoyer voted to burn the flag. He's Nancy Pelosi's water carrier. A-Rod, you wasted your money. You never should have paid the lawyers. You should have taken your lumps and forgot about it and walked away. Now the lawyers are going to suck you dry. And Hillary had a hit list. Oh, my goodness. She's just like Richard Nixon. She's Richard Nixon in a dress. Robert Gates. People are criticizing Gates because he didn't come forward soon enough. But who knows? Maybe he was hanging around to get more dirt on him. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. If you're undercover, you're undercover, you know. Let's see. Obama spits on our nation's law enforcement. Well, it's good that he's doing that, because when he starts to give orders to the cops to kill the public, they're not going to go along with them. But if he catered to them and he bought them, then we'd have something to worry about. To say that Mumia Abu-Jamal murdered a Philadelphia police officer, Daniel Faulkner, in cold blood would be an understatement. It was an execution, plain and simple. At approximately 4 a.m. on the night of December the 9th, this is 16 days before Christmas, I wonder how old this cop was, 1981, Daniel Officer Faulkner stopped Jamal's brother William Cook for going the wrong way down a one-way street. At some point during the routine traffic stop, Cook assaulted Faulkner, and Faulkner attempted to defend himself by striking Cook across the head with his flashlight. And Cook never disputed that he assaulted Faulkner. Well, one guy, by some strange coincidence, Cook's brother, Mumia Abu-Jamal, a known member of the Radical Black Panthers who was working as a taxi driver at the time, was parked across the street in his taxi. According to five witnesses, he exited the taxi, ran up to Faulkner, and shot him in the back. Faulkner fell to the ground but was able to return a single shot, hitting Jamal in the chest. But Jamal continued to approach Faulkner, fired four more shots into him, the last shot to his face at point-blank range. When the police arrived on the scene, the murder weapon, which was legally registered to Jamal, was lying by Jamal's side, and ballistics matched the slugs to Jamal's gun. It was an open and shut case, and there's more. According to witnesses, when I shot the mother, and I hope the mother dies. According to a number of witnesses, when Faulkner's blood-stained shirt was displayed in the courtroom, Jamal deliberately turned around and grinned maniacally at Officer Faulkner's widow. What kind of man would volunteer his services and move heaven and earth to free such an animal from prison? How about this guy, Debo Adegbil, the man who Barack Hussein Obama has selected to be his top civil rights officer in the United States. Oh, man, wait till he starts doing Soviet appointments from Russia. I don't believe the rift between Putin and Obama. I don't buy it. That's showmanship. Obama advisor wants labor unions to shape education. Get your kids out of the communist cucumber schools. Watch them. If you want to leave your kid in public school, you better be sitting in the classroom and you better be taking notes, because your children will be indoctrinated. It'll start with little things like Oreo cookies are racial. You know, they'll come home and blow your mind one day, and it'll be too late. They've already been registered with the Communist Party. So let's see what Rubio, Obama emboldening the Taliban. He lost the Middle East. Anybody who is still talking about America being a presence in the Middle East is crazy. We have Obama has given the Middle East over to Al-Qaeda. He has given it over to Hezbollah. But he has gifted the Muslim world with the Middle East. Hillary kept an enemies list, including Ted Kennedy and John Kerry. Global warming labels proposed for gas pumps. Still being brainwashed. Dems stop effort to restore military pensions, favoring tax benefits for illegal aliens instead. The party of death is the Communist Party. It used to be the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party has moved over to the Republicans. The Republicans, the rhinos, are now the Democrat Party. All that is left that can save the world is the Tea Party. those Tea Party terrorists. I saw a picture of the Tea Party terrorists having a demonstration, and I saw my grandmother, I saw my aunt. Yeah, and I know they're not terrorists. What are they going to get them with? You're going to pick them up for holy pictures or rosary beads? Yeah, you're under arrest. You have rosary beads. That could be a weapon of war. Obama's use of executive powers faces reckoning at Supreme Court. You better pray the Supreme Court is on your side, America, or we haven't lost it already. Alan West, liberals have lost the war on poverty. They're the cause. Gun companies are moving to the land of Dixie. Yes, they'll be making lead in Dixie. Pelosi, GOP heartless for wanting unemployment benefits to be paid for. Chamber of Commerce at war with the Tea Party. Chamber of Commerce sounds like a bad news organization. You going after my grandmother and my aunt? You got to be kidding. General, that's that general, one of those generals, Muslim Brotherhood inside Obama administration. They must be talking about Huma Abedin. That's a dirty Anthony Weiner's wife. Unbelievable. Shall we go back and play a tune? A bartender, a champagne. We'll give you a little Dixieland. Oh, no. This isn't Dixieland. Let me try this Dixieland. Bad. No, it's not it. We'll go with Wild Robot.
To the tables come at...
I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. And now I return with gold and gray stores, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover. No never no more. I went to an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money's been spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom of yours I could have any day. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover. No never no more. I took from me pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I spoke sure were only in jest. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover. No never. Pardon their prodigal son, and if they caress me as oft times before, sure I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover. No never. No, never, no more.
story that you haven't read or heard about, I don't think. This I got from Maggie's notebook. And the title of it is, and I think she has copied it, and it says by Maggie. Okay. Benghazi Wounded David Uben Story, Seeing Sunlight. Uben, U-B-B-E-N, blown up twice, says Father Rex Uben. Maybe some light rather than sunlight is a more accurate way to describe the tad of recent news about wounded Benghazi security agent David Uben. Uben, 31, was the security agent with Ambassador Chris Stevens and Sean Smith the night that they died. He was initially hospitalized at Ramstein Air Force Base and arrived at Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C. by at least October 3, 2012. Brett Baer told a portion of his story in his video, Death and Deceit in Benghazi. Mr. Uben's father, Rex Uben, was speaking out about the very serious injuries his son received last fall, saying he was blown up twice. He had many broken bones, shrapnel wounds, and almost lost a leg. By October 3, 2012, Rex Uben was asking the State Department to own up on their shortcomings. In the 40s and the 50s, the State Department was overrun by communists. They came out of the OSS and another organization as the war was winding down, and they drifted into the State Department where they set up shop. And then when committees started to investigate the number of communists in the State Department, they transferred out agents into other agencies, including the UN. His son is still in the hospital 10 months and about 13 days later. This was in July 24, 2013, that Maggie wrote this article. And State and White House are still lying and stalling by saying nothing at all. And I don't buy the blood clot story. I said it before. I'll say it again. Show me your records, Hillary. Show me the treatment. Show me the medication. Show me the x-rays. Show me the Doppler reports. That blood clot cleared up right after she was finished with the American people and walked out the door. Since there has been little news about David Uben and no news about the 29 others who made it out of Benghazi alive in May 2013, Newsbusters had this. Rex Uben, 60, said he was a 24-year Air Force veteran who retired in 1995 as Master Sergeant. He was based at various U.S. embassies, that's the father now, since retiring. He has been a computer programmer for several banks. He said David Uben, his son, described the violence on September 11th, what American in his right mind would not be ready for an attack on the anniversary of 9/11? My wife went to meet a school reunion, and 1 year after 9/11, she was going down to North Carolina, and the day she was flying was the first anniversary of 9/11. I said, you're not going on a plane. I'll drive you down there. And that's what I did. And if I could do that, surely these jerks that are running these embassies, which I believe every ambassador should be a vet in a wheelchair, because all those ambassadors do is buy the office and buy the ambassadorship. It's the biggest contributor gets the embassy. I'd put all vets in wheelchairs as head of each one of those embassies to remind the world what we pay to stay alive and free and to help them stay alive and free. So a jerk like Bruce Springsteen, who made a bundle sucking in Americans, can stand up there and sing he was sent to Vietnam to kill the yellow man. Well, yeah, we were sent to Korea to protect the yellow man. And because of our protection, South Korea has flourished for 50 years, and everybody is fat and happy. And we could have done the same in South Vietnam, except we went PC and we let the communists in New York, San Francisco, and Chicago stab the troops in the back and betray the country. And they did away with the draft, and that was their victory. And because of it, now we got Marine women that can't do three pull-ups. That took place at another compound where U.S. and Libyan personnel retreated and resulted in the death of Daugherty and Woods. A second wave. And he sketched out what appeared to be a sophisticated mortar attack. Let me tell you, two rounds on a rooftop, the first round misses, the second round hits. That's precise mortaring. Better than precise. Usually they're over and under, and then they fire for effect. That took place at another compound where U.S. and Libyan personnel retreated and resulted in the death of Daugherty and Woods. What I wanted to know was whether the second part of the attack was pre-planned. The first mortar dropped, there it is, the first mortar dropped 50 yards short, and the next two were right on target, and his son was up on the roof with Woods and Daugherty. This indicates to me that someone was either very good, highly trained, and skilled, or that mortar was already set up and pointed at the safe house and only minor adjustments were needed. Very true. Very true. That is good mortaring and good artillery is always to have already prefixed your coordinates. In October 2012, I transcribed the following details about Euban from the video below. And since having found much about him, Fox and Friends confirmed that Euban was in Walter Reed Hospital. I wonder if that's the guy that they told he gave him a lie detector test every day to find out if he had talked to anybody and made him sign an NCND after he had already signed one they want him to update it every day. Yeah, there's a lot of cover-ups, and let me tell you something. You send a registered letter to the post using the post office. Everywhere along the line, somebody has that letter in its possession. When it gets to the final receiver, you can go back and trace who handled that letter. And it should be the same. It should be the same for finding out how many, who many, and what many were involved in this, and where, what role they played along the way. Would snare them all, man. But of course, if you turn it over to the FBI, you might as well take the paperwork and give it to a mullah in a mosque. An amateur video captures the first movement outside the compound at 9:40 p.m. The attackers break through the main gate and then move to the understaffed mission barracks. And they have two pictures. They have the main compound, and across town they have the second compound. Now, I did and you can do this too. I did a Google Earth, and I just typed in American Embassy in Benghazi. And it zeroes right in on it, and you can see they are about six blocks from the beach. Now, everybody's telling you there was no planes that were available, that the one plane, the C-130, that they could have sent, that didn't have fuel, the fuel had to come from England, all right, all this bullshit. And then they tell you that the jets weren't armed, that Aviano, they had no arms, all right, you heard that too? Well, wait till you hear this whole horrible story, man. Everybody should be hanged. They should start building gallows for everybody that was involved in this fiasco. But they're not telling you what was available on the water. Nobody is mentioning, you know, they said there was no Marines. Then they had the Marines changing their underwear. That took an extra hour, okay? But nobody's telling you how many Marines were out at sea and where was the closest naval attachment, okay? Something's not right here. They're lying through their teeth, but worse than that, they knowingly let those guys die. In my opinion, they said better that they're dead than they be witnesses against us. And that's how I feel the final decision was made. And that's why Obama wouldn't even come to the phone. So Obama is a murderer, and as a commander-in-chief, he is the highest-ranking military officer in the country. He could be charged with cowardice in the face of the enemy. That's under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. That's a violation of Article 99, and I'm not a lawyer. Back in the residence where Christopher Stevens and Sean Smith are, the security agent, believed to be David Ubin, comes to Stevens' bedroom and takes him and Sean Smith to the safe haven, a room within the main residence building. Ubin radios other in the compound and says they are fine. Other security guards in the compound are scrambling amidst gunfire and explosions, gathering machine guns, body armor, and ammo from other buildings. The first thing they teach you in the Marine Corps and in the Army is never to be without your weapon. You always have your weapon. In the Marines, they will make you sleep with your weapon if you leave it unattended. And they have a saying, this is my rifle, this is my gun. You're never without your weapon. Never without your weapon. And these guys are running around looking for weapons. Who does that tell you? And you know the three Marines that got gunned down playing basketball by the T-boy in a compound, who was ordered by the commander, the Taliban commander, in the compound with the Marines. The three Marines were unarmed. That is a no-no. And anybody that orders a Marine not to load his weapon and be ready is the enemy, and has to be dealt with accordingly and removed from the battlefield. They have to divert or face a large group of armed men. They return to their building and barricade themselves. Now, I don't know about you, but if you move into a neighborhood, you know, if you're buying a house and you move into a neighborhood, you check the neighborhood out, right? If you want to know what the neighborhood is like, if you really want to know, you go down to the police station and sit on a bench for about 2 hours and see what they drag in. If you really want to know what the neighborhood is like, you go to an emergency room on a Friday night and see how many junkies they're bringing in. But in the meantime, you're sizing up. You're making an evaluation. Okay? So you're sizing up the area, and you're tabulating how you're going to do if this happens and how you're going to do if that happens. If you grow up in a city and you're coming home late at night, how many people make a wide berth going up the stairway, make sure nobody's hiding underneath it? When you push the door open in the entrance to the apartment, you look in the glass to see if there's anybody coming behind you. You got to always be on your toes. You got to be alert. At this point, there are seven Americans at three different locations: Stevens, Smith, and Ubin at the main residence, two special agents at the second residence and cafeteria, known as Building B. And I told you, this place was like, it looked like a beach resort. It was like six blocks from the beach. No seals in the water. Where were all the seals? Are they in the movies? They were making movies? What's going on here? And two more at the TOC, whatever the TOC is, something of command. Attackers are all around. Inside the main residence where Stephen Smith and Ubin are hiding, attackers get in and ransack the place and try to get through the locked gate, which leads to the safe haven. It's dark inside. They can't see anything. They try the lock and can't break it. On the other side, Agent Ubin has a gun trained on them. At 10 p.m., the safe haven is black with thick smoke and fumes. Ubin, Stevens, and Smith move to a bathroom within the safe area, which has a window. The window is barred and it won't open. They drop to the floor trying to find breathable air, but there was none. They decide to leave the safe haven and take their chances. They find another barred window, which Ubin is able to open. He crawls out of it, but Stevens and Smith do not follow. Ubin goes back into the hellhole, in and out several times, but cannot find the ambassador or Smith. He is overcome with Smith, and he struggles up a small ladder to a rooftop, collapses, and radios the other agents. At the annex, a mile away, there is a small unit of security with 6 Americans and 16 from the Libyan militia. They arrive at the consulate compound. Some surround the compound. Others go inside the gates. They cannot find Chris Stevens. 11 p.m. Libyan forces say they can no longer hold the perimeter. The American agents carry Smith's body to an armored vehicle and go through the main gate heading for the annex. They are fired upon and 2 grenades explode under their vehicle. They take direct fire from AK-47s from about 2 feet away. They have 2 flat tires but keep rolling. They finally make it to the annex with injured agent David Ubin with them. Around 4 a.m., the annex compound is hit with another wave of attacks described as planned and precise. A round of mortar fire set well behind the annex gate turns out to be deadly. Killed in that attack are former Navy SEALs Glenn Doherty, Tyrone Woods. Agent David Ubin is badly injured again. 8:30 a.m., a second flight leaves with the remaining Americans on board, plus the bodies of Stephen Smith, Woods, and Doherty, and perhaps gravely injured Agent David Ubin. Somewhere out there, there are 29 other Benghazi survivors. How many were injured? How many were gravely wounded? God bless David Ubin for his service and courage, and perhaps one day will be well enough and free enough to tell his story. He's in prison. He's in Obama's prison, like the doctor that gave up Osama bin Laden. It's really sad. Really sad. You want to hear the comments? There's 7 comments. Speaking to those of us analyzing the political landscape, we usually in such stories have to go back and revise our initial conclusions because of subsequent information. Often we have overreacted. Not in this case. I, for one, will stand by everything I wrote at the time, including Hillary Clinton's complicity in the tragic outcome. They left them to die. I got to tell you, and if you get my book, which was written 6 years ago, I say Democrats get you into war and they leave you on the battlefield to die. And that's from Nam to Benghazi. And there are people that will tell you Roosevelt also. As she was the architect of the Libyan war waged by NATO. Yes, and there's one video you got to get when she was laughing about, we came, we saw, and we killed him. And she thought it was hilarious. And she was with 2 other women, and they were all cracking up. They thought it was hilarious. Not only was Gaddafi killed, he was sodomized. And they say, and it was only in the paper for a day, that Ambassador Stevens was also sodomized. So keep digging. Mark Boucher says, God bless all these brave men, 3 against 200 and over 60 killed. Says it all about their training. Hillary and Obama are going to get theirs. When this finally breaks, they are nothing but liars. Where is Hillary hiding? And again, I'll say it, the blood clot was a LaRue. And she still thinks that she can be president. Yeah, right. And Biden's just as guilty as both of them and more stupid. I'll go with Paul Rand, but there are so many good people out there that could get this country back. We don't need more Muslims here or illegal aliens. Let the Muslims become Americans or ship them back where they came from. If you got two passports, you got to give up one. I'm entitled to two passports. And at one time, I really wanted to have a second passport, just to be in touch with roots. But I would gladly give up my right to a second passport if everybody else would. Let's hope that David Eubin gets the opportunity to tell his story. He has earned more than right, and America deserves to hear it. And this one says, looks like it's from Maggie. Jim, I think they, including Eubin, will come forward and talk, and I pretty much know most want, unless it's in a book deal. Publishers favor leftists, so the slant would likely be decided for them. Just a guess. Good points. Okay, so that's it. You've learned more about Benghazi tonight than you learned from the Communist News Network, CNN, the Nothing But Communist Network, NBC, and what else? What else can I say? Always Be Communist, ABC. Chris Matthews. As I heard Savage last night, he was talking that his dog is doing something vile and vulgar to a rug, a rolled up rug. And I said, if you really want to get him excited, show a picture of Chris Matthews. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Okay. I'm looking for a tribute to all Americans who have served their country, put their lives on the line in peacetime and in wartime. So here we go. Thank you for your service. And I used to have a business card that says support the troops, send them $1 million bucks each. Yeah.